Anthony Gormley is a really interesting artist because he's extremely highbrow, intellectual, cerebral artist who is almost cursed with the common touch. He just knows where to tickle people, where it makes them laugh or makes them gasp. His tank of mist in the Hayward a few years ago was just a sensation. People were fighting to get into it. The Angel of the North, what can you say? I mean, it's become one of the most famous sculptures in the world. He has the common touch, and like I say, I'm not sure it's something that he would particularly want, and I prophecy that this one is going to be a huge success. Everyone I have spoken to about it has gone away, found the website, logged in, and put their name down.
And you yourself have done that, Mike.
I have done that. Yes.
Do you know what you'll do if you get the chance to go on it?
I've already given this considerable thought. I would feel like a complete prune standing up there trying to actually do anything. So I'll bring a good solid book like Middlemarch, deck chair. But I thought, you know, in the interest of being arty, I might have to cover my folding chair with some nice matte black linen just to make people see that I have tried. You're allowed to take up anything you can carry. So you can bring props, you can bring a placard, you can bring a poster, you can bring, appallingly, as one of the organisers suggested, a bagpipes with you.
There's quite enough of that in Trafalgar Square at the moment, actually.
I suppose you could bring a pigeon. I don't know if pigeon would be illegal if you brought it as a work of art tucked under your arm.
And will Anthony Gormley himself be contributing?
I think that's quite sweet. I mean, the whole thing about Gormley is anybody who likes his work has seen an awful lot of Gormley, because almost everything he's ever made is based on his own naked body. So, you know, one has seen quite a lot of Gormley one way or another. He has, of course, put himself down for this. I assume he'll take his clothes off if he gets it, but he has no better chance than you have or I have. He just takes his place in the random shuffle of the computer, which may or may not choose him.
It's quite presents quite a few logistical problems, I would have thought.
Huge logistical problems. But the company that's actually dealing with the logistics is Artichoke, who are just brilliant. Their thing is big, popular crowd, street-based entertainment. They were the ones who organised the astounding Sultan's Elephant a couple of years ago, in which an elephant the size of a tower block walked through the streets of London. What they can do is big public engagement art.
And will these performances be recorded for posterity?
There will be lots of hours of tape of people doing whatever they're doing up there. Already, some sociologists are interested in this. There is a possibility that it may go to somebody like the London School of Economics, because sociologists and anthropologists will be given an extraordinary body of evidence of what people do if you just put them up there and let them do it. It will be a really extraordinary collection for people to look at in future years, thinking, what were they thinking about in 2009?
And Boris Johnson, before he was elected mayor, cast doubt on the future of the rotating art commissions for the Trafalgar Square plinth. Do we know if it's now secure?
Well, we've got two more. Its long-term future, I understand, is still being debated. I do hope that we get Bojo up there for an hour with his blonde hair blowing in the wind. It would be a tragedy if the computer doesn't select him. I'm quite prepared to cheat and put in multiple entries for him in case he doesn't get it. I think it is a real phenomenon. The only other proposal for that plinth that got anything like the same popular support was the idea of putting the Queen Mother up there. Well, since the Queen Mother was unveiled in bronze around on the Mall only the other day, that one's out of contention. Some people fancy an equestrian statue of the present Queen. I think there hasn't been a good equestrian statue done in my lifetime. I can't see that happening. This, whether you like the things or hate them, is a real popular phenomenon. Tourists come specially to see what's on the plinth. Taxi drivers tell people to look out for what's on the plinth. When something new goes up there, you hear lorry drivers hooting their horns as they go by to salute the new work of art. It is something fantastic, and I think he'll have the wit. I mean, there's a man, you know, with his another man with his finger on the popular pulse. I can't see him scrapping it at this stage.